The G-Cat is on it.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Now, saddle up for a tall glass of sports talk. Here's the Sports Hangover with Gus Catania.
It is hour number three. Hour two is brought to you by Chris's Paving. Hour one, No Wake Outfitters. Have I asked you already if you paddleboard?
I think you might have asked me at one point.
Do you kayak?
I like kayaking. Yeah.
Well, they got kayaks over here.
No Wake Outfitters.
Oh, nice.
Check it out.
As we are live on this Wednesday at Upper Cervical Family Chiropractic and Lakeview Massage and Therapy, which is a building down.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Come on by. Lakeview Massage and Therapy is our spot associated with Upper Cervical Family Chiropractic. We are ready and willing to go through any kind of issue you may be dealing and make sure we get you back on track health-wise. And
do Aaron and Mercy know that they're going to co-host here?
They're going to co-host the entire third hour.
Right here.
I don't know how much would be said between these two.
Look,
they're very good on the phone.
Aaron's kind of an intimidating person.
Aaron is. Aaron's my cousin.
A little intimidating.
That's that Chalmette, you know?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She.
It's kind of like the yin and the yang here.
Look, she's yelling at me right now.
She's yelling at us. That's the enforcer. And Mercy's throwing the... She just closed the door on us.
She's protecting us.
Is that what that was?
That's what that was. Well, she's from the parish and she doesn't play.
I don't know what I did. I'm looking forward to seeing you after the show here because I can barely touch... I mean, I have to touch my neck in order to turn left. I'm carrying gear. I'm doing Little League practice. I don't think I'm alone. I know a lot of people like to do the Crescent City, jogging thingamajig or walk, whatever they do.
Yep.
It is spring. The roses are blooming right now. So people are out and about doing it. I guessed earlier, but I guess by what you said, I may be right. Is this one of your busiest times of the year because everyone's moving out and about?
People are out the house and they want to be active and they want to be busy.
That you grab the wrong one.
Well, what happens is you don't realize things are really bothering you until you do get out there and start moving around. So as soon as that happens, they give us a call and they're like, hey, I just did this or I just hurt that. And it's really just being stagnant over the winter.
I mean, if you're cool with just pushing down with 2-3 fingers on your trap,
you're just deadening those nerves, man. But we're going to get you in a minute. We're going to get you in right after the show. Make sure we get you moving. That's that same. It's another rib. It's just a little higher.
You think
higher.
That's what that is?
100%.
I mean, entire left neck part is just kind of like rigid.
It's probably three things out of place. But
awesome.
We can take care of you. Yeah. Yeah. Lucky for you, I do this for a living, and I know exactly what's going on.
We've talked about this, how, like, you can't go to the mall, or you can't, like, go somewhere in public and just, like, see people. It's almost like, I guess, Superman has, like, that X-ray vision or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you legit can see an issue before seeing it.
And that's it. Sometimes it's a problem because you're telling people who are friends of yours or people you actually like that they're doing something wrong, and they don't always like to hear that you're... body analyzing them in the moment. But it is something that I live with. Yeah, I used to go to the mall, and it used to drive me crazy as soon as I graduated because you feel like you can fix things or help people out and do all this. But, you know, it takes someone getting to a point where they realize they need you to come in, and I got past that. But when someone's in here, I'll let them know what it is that I see going on, and I'll do everything possible in my power to make sure that we get them better and understand what they need to do to feel the way they should feel and function the way their body should function.
One of the things that I find interesting, too, is we talked with Ross Jackson earlier about, obviously, some Saint stories going on and things of that nature, what they plan on doing. Another thing, too, is just the quarterback chatter. Jaden Daniels just completed his pro day at LSU today. One scout said he threw the ball all over the place. And then somebody responded, he missed four throws. Apparently, if you miss four throws, that's throwing the ball all over the place. Look, here's my thing. He didn't run the 40. You have these, Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't do anything at the pro day at Ohio State.
Right.
Some of these athletes don't do that. I look at it like this. It's March 27th. Jaden Daniels last threw a football in November.
Yeah.
In a competitive game atmosphere. So,
well, the fact that he's out there, I mean, this guy has solidified top three picks.
Yeah. I think he's two for me. But, I mean, what's crazy is I always call it the funny season. I understand this. I am sometimes victim of overanalysis, overthinking things. Just my wife, just make a decision. Yeah, but I really want just make a decision. And what do most people tend to say? Go with your gut.
Yeah, go with your gut. First instincts.
Right.
Sure.
When you watch football this past fall, like, you know somebody can play or not.
My instincts is that Jaden Daniels is
right?
very good.
I'm just saying, like, it's funny. Again, I didn't watch him.
Not just as an LSU fan.
And here's the thing. John's going back because he's an Ole Miss guy. He's like, I told you he can't throw. I'm like, what? He's not throwing against anybody. Now, granted, if he's one-hopping throws into, because, look, we were making fun of Baker Mayfield.
Sure.
Remember that first week of training camp? Literally, the guy was airmailing receivers and everything.
He had the best season of his
career. He had the best season. So, look, I'm just saying, good or bad today, good or bad any day for all these guys, games I've seen, situations, things that translate, can you handle pressure?
Accuracy, decision-making, speed.
I saw in 2 years Jaden Daniels get pummeled because of poor offensive line play, had zero run game, had nice receivers. He grew in his game, went from not throwing the ball deep the first year to being one of the most, if not the most accurate down the field passers in college football. He broke records. He beat Bama twice. Could have beaten Bama twice.
Yeah.
But Bama didn't stop him twice.
Right.
Defensively. So this is a guy that those things translate to me, right? I mean, I go back to his first game with LSU. The offensive line was horrible. You had an LSU receiver, what was going on with him? And he put this team in position in the second half. In his first game with a whole new staff and a whole new set of players, to tie, if not go ahead and win the game.
Right.
You can't coach that.
No.
That's all I'm saying. So it is interesting. I don't know what you're going to read or what to see. I didn't see it. We're going to see if Erin Summers texts us on the way back. If not, we'll get her tomorrow to talk about what she saw about that pro day and things of that nature. I do think pro days can help you to an extent. Like if you're Michael Pratt, Tulane's pro day yesterday, and things of that nature where guys can come put their eyes on you and see, because look, he had some games at Tulane this year where he threw for 60 yards.
Yeah,
what can this guy throw?
Yeah.
Well, we've seen other games with him at Tulane where he's dropping 45, 50 yard dimes, in the corner of the end zone, stuff like that. So, how big is he? What's his stature? How's his demeanor? So, I do think you can be helped in meetings,
right?
And in all star games, your Senior Bowl and things of that nature. And I think in others too. Your tape's your tape. You don't win the Heisman because you can't play.
Right.
It's more now of, do you translate to the NFL game? Are you capable of being coaching?
This guy prep too before he came out here? And I guess that can help. That can hurt you in the sense where if you get out there and just everything is slower than what you look like on tape, or you weren't prepped or prepared body wise. If you're going to go through the process, some of these guys, like we talked about, these top 10 guys, they don't always go through the process. They don't do everything because their picks are basically solidified. Why would you go through it and try to hurt your stock,
Yeah, no doubt. Be interesting to take a look at moving forward. 800-998-1003, as that is the Ruderman Can hotline, if you'd like to chime into the conversation. As Uncle Earl wants to chime in. What's up, Uncle Earl? How are you?
How's you and Dr. Josh? I got to come see Dr. Josh, man. My lower back is killing me.
Yeah, man. Get in here.
Yeah, Dr. Josh is an old football injury. I got an L4 and an L5 bulging disc. Now I'm an old man, 55. Dust knows my physicality. old man syndrome, man.
I see people with that every single day, man. Come on in and we'll check you out, loosen you up.
I appreciate it. Hey, guys, do y'all agree, and Brian said it, man, it seems like these in-game adjustments, especially with D.A. and Willie, I think more Willie, does he have a assistant coach that could say, hey, why don't we, let's communicate, let's call a timeout here, or maybe this player could go on here. Or is just really that hard-headed, and he's going to go by, look, it's this way or the highway, basically making in-game adjustments. Well, that's the lack of.
Again, I think, without me knowing what you were trying to run at that 1 second, I think without me being on the court and actually being able to hear, if you're seeing anything from that nature, I don't know. But that said, I can't always hear or see or know what you're trying to do in football. But I think we all were able to see sometimes the lack of in-game adjustments by Pete Carmichael and things like that. So I do think, to an extent, you can level a fair criticism on certain things like that. And to your point, Uncle Earl, there are certain things where I'm like, I look, this isn't working, this game. And failure to adjust to that or do something different to that by making a personnel decision, I think it's fair to kind of say, you know, is that an in-game adjustment? I mean, I don't know how else people look at that. I would think it is, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if somebody's struggling or somebody's not getting the job done in certain areas.
The guy is 0 for 12.
The analogy, analogy I keep using is like in football, if my game plan that week is to stop the run and they come out throwing, I need to adjust. If I come out looking to try to stop the screen pass and a deep pass and they come out running the football and quick snapping and, you know, going from the shotgun, okay, well, instead of going with, you know, two linebackers, I'm going to go with three, or vice versa. I come with three, I need to go dime. I just, like, those are things that I kind of see, and I think a lot of times I understand letting the game play out, but I also understand what have killed you to put Jonas in for 3 minutes in the fourth quarter, to start the fourth quarter, to end the third quarter, to spell Larry Nance. You know, I just, there's certain things that doesn't make any sense to
especially
me.
Especially when Larry seemed hesitant to even shoot the ball. I don't know.
Well, I mean, with CJ struggling 1 from 10 just for that one breather, I mean, Hawk came in for 3 minutes. He knocked down a three. You never saw him again after those 3 minutes. I'm like, just he wouldn't have to have hit six.
Right.
If he comes in the second half and hits one more, you know, I mean, might start a streak or so. I look at some of those rotations and lineups, and you have Zion at the point, but it's Najee and Jose and two or three other guys that aren't shooters. I would like to see a fantasy rotation of Matt Ryan, Jordan Hawkins, Trey Murphy, and whoever.
Yeah,
you know,
Matt Ryan,
Zion.
Every time he comes in,
I mean, that way you spread them out all over the place. Somebody's bound to make a three, and if all three, four players miss, well, then it's that night.
Right,
but you know, it just it's
fine. Who's hot?
It's frustrating on certain nights, say every game, but like the game where you make 6 3-pointers and the other team's making 20, you have 2 3-point shooters on the bench. Let them fire away. It can't be worse,
right.
You know. And I guess that's the thing I look at sometimes.
Hey, no, absolutely.
And we, I guess going into and y'all guys were agree going into next year, and this year ain't over. Well, I'm excited about what we have and what we could bring to the table, but do y'all agree next year? I mean, it's got to be point guard, right? I think that's what we're missing to get in the finals.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying that for 2 years, so I agree that we need it. It's just, who do you take out the starting lineup?
Would be, man.
Thank you,
bud. Appreciate the phone call, Uncle Earl.
Appreciate
as always, man.
Hope to...
All right, bud.
Yeah, hope to maybe see you tomorrow.
I'm at Francesca.
We come back, Sean Fox next on ESPN New Orleans.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Hangover live at Upper Cervical Family Chiropractic. Dr. Joshua Led over to my right. Sean Fox. It is Wednesday, 2:15-ish. It's your time. Sir, how are you?
Gus, I am knee-deep in prep. It's, you know, the joke is, have money and pay me. I'll call a game. Not only, after my show, I've got your Southern Miss Golden Eagles ladies on ESPN Plus tonight in the WNIT Super 16 versus ULM. So I'm knee-deep in prep of your Golden Eagles.
All right, knee deep. To the top.
I like that. Knee deep. All right, sir. Well,
only 7 players, Gus. A lot of kids in the portal.
Oh, really? That's it.
Welcome to that time.
Notice that it's
seven
it's
players.
Changing. It's a little different. And obviously, what's going
season's
on
not
here?
Over yet, but 7 players in the portal.
No.
Oh, or 5.
I hear you.
7
let's
players.
Let's delve in. How knee deep do you have to get with only 7 players?
I'm not, oh my gosh!
I'm just wondering.
Not much. It actually makes it for very easy prep. I mean, like, and to
I was going to say, yeah, okay.
We'll be watching, but listen, as long as the check clears, that's all that matters.
I'm with you. Speaking of all that matters, what do you take from Dennis Allen's 35, 40 minutes of chit-chatting yesterday, updating you on a handful of things? What stood out to you?
Gus, there's one obvious one. We need tackle, and a bunch of them. You thought we needed one for left tackle. Pretty alarming that Ryan Ramczyk, I mean, they pretty much said without saying he probably won't be back. This team needs to hit. I wish there was a transfer portal for the NFL because we need to load up on offensive linemen right now. And that was already a position of weakness last year, and it's not looking any more promising right now. That was my biggest take, was, oh boy, I knew we were in trouble, but now we are in a lot of trouble. On the edge.
Well, do you see us using our little $10 million to not only draft somebody but go pick somebody up? Or
I think you have to. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they drafted two or three offensive linemen, let alone two. I mean, it could be interior players. You know, one of the things going back to Sean Payton's days, and I think this same trend has continued with Dennis Allen, is they like guys who are versatile, who can play multiple positions along the offensive line. Gus, we've talked about that through the years. But no, I mean, I absolutely think you need to go get a free agent. You might need to get two free agents. You might need to go draft two or three offensive line. Like, we've learned, particularly up front, and I know I've beaten this point to death on your show, Gus, is it does not matter schematics, offense, who your offensive coordinator is, what the system is, defense, whatever. You have to be able to generate a pass rush with your front three, yep, front four, without blitzing, and you have to be able to protect the quarterback. It doesn't matter who your quarterback is, your running back, no matter Kamara, doesn't matter your receivers. If you can't block and if you can't get a pass rush with those guys up front, it does not matter. So, yes, I know it's – and it's, the thing about it is it's like the – like it, I don't want to use the whole cliche of kissing your sister, because that's one of the weirdest things that somebody ever came up with for a cliche. But
yeah, especially right now with everything going on in the news, let's use something else.
Easy, P. Diddy. I know. It's like when you're up on the clock, you're like, man, I can't wait for this game changer. And it's like, oh, offensive lineman. Like, I mean, we need it. It's boring, but we need it. But you cannot have enough offensive linemen. And here's the sad thing. Like, we've just been missing at these positions recently through the draft. Like, Penning, I mean, I'm not ready to say the B word and bust. Maybe flip him inside. Make him a guard. That's what he was known for, as being a run grader, a road grader, a run blocker when he was coming out of Northern Iowa. He wasn't known. He was, quote, raw as a pass protector. No kidding. We've seen that. So, I maybe flip him inside and, look, continue to load up front, because that is a position where, unfortunately, they've had a blind spot and missed, both up front on offense and defense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, right? If at 14 I see the New Orleans Saints select and whoever in an OT is after his name, I'm thank you.
I've been saying, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you've been asking me about what would you do. And I said, well, we're in this luxury where there are so many positions of need that you can't go wrong. Well, now I think you absolutely have to address it off the back position, especially if you need to. So I think you have to now.
And it can't be a project. That's what Gus and I were talking about. Nope. It has to be someone who can start now. I don't want to hear them say, oh, this is a guy for the future, and this is a guy that they want to work with. Or
like Oregon State.
If I hear raw score, I'm going to jump off the causeway when I come to town.
Please.
Hey, he's got an injury history, but if he stays healthy, no red flags for injuries, no raw scores.
I want, this is your next starting tackle, guard. Be definite.
Definitely want a little something different from that aspect of it.
Yeah.
Look, he kind of addressed and touched on some of the things you and I have been talking about, too. Like, when I've asked you before, how comfortable are you with Olave as a one and needing some depth at receiver? I do like this, though. I do like what he said with Willie Gay. Hey, I want him to come in and try to be a starter, right? It kind of goes to with the feeling that we all do have, isn't it, Sean? Whoever the Saints bring in, whether it's free agency, whether it's draft, whether it's undrafted rookie free agents, they need to upgrade talent. They need to produce more athleticism, and they need to find more speed, right? I mean, so this is very similar to how we looked at maybe 2017.
No, it is an older roster that, like, the window is still there because we talk about this stuff because of the division. But if we were in any other division, you'd be like, oh, man, we're absolutely screwed. I mean, being in this division helps, but we need an influxion of youth and athletics. I mean, that's pretty apparent. We've learned, and it probably wasn't just last year. It's probably been the last 2 or 3 years that they've needed that. And Gus, now I'm also interested in, tying into what happened yesterday, the return game. And I think, you say, well, there's an obvious guy on the roster in Rashid Shaheed, but now that he's become such a vital part of the offense, I think at least going into the season, it's probably him and Olave's 1 and 2. So are you going to expose him as a kick returner, or now is that a position of need? Or is that where Stanley Morgan comes in? But I think that's what's interesting about the rule changes is now that is a weapon. Now you have to have a returner.
Yeah, no. Look, what about we were talking about it with Taysom Hill?
Right, exactly.
That could be maybe a role you know, use him back in there as well, man.
Gosh, we've put that man through the years on this segment almost at every position but punter or kicker. If you want to tell me he's going to be the returner, I mean, it ain't Mel Gray. It ain't Dante Hall. It's not Devin Hester. It's going to be Taysom catch ball, run straight. He's not going to go east-west, but heck, I'm pro whatever the hell Taysom wants to do. If he wants to be the return man, go for it. If he wants to be the outside pass rusher, I'm for that too.
Sean, only 3 minutes left, and we'll get you back into your knee-deep prep for women's basketball here in the NIT. Your New Orleans Pelicans, explain last night to me. What's your take?
Moral victory. And you don't hear that from me, Vera. Gus, I've watched enough of this basketball
team. No, I don't.
Enough of this basketball team to where I was saying it was monthly. We get one of these at home. It's now bi-weekly where we're at home, and you're like, why are we getting our brains beat in? I thought that thing was going to get way worse, and all of a sudden we come back and we're up 5 with 2.5, 3 minutes to go. They didn't quit. The biggest thing that has to happen is, and I know AD and Joel Myers, they, by the way, fantastic job as us wrapping those stats. Do a great job. We're very lucky to have all those guys broadcast the Pelicans game. But everybody's building a wall around Zion right now, and he's still doing what he's doing. But my point is, yes, he can get to the basket and score. There is a lot of open three-point shots. A lot. And you can't go, 9 of 28? Because I'm not talking about, these are not defended shots. These are shots that these guys are wide open. As long as we got point Zion happening, that's going to continue to be there. If these guys can't knock it down, there's guys on the bench like Matt Ryan and Jordan Hawkins who might need to play. That was maybe my biggest takeaway, because there was a lot of momentum-changing wide-open shots that we didn't hit last night. But
very
I'm glad
true.
They didn't.
Do you see somebody, B? I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago, just kind of like X factors, but seeing that we only have, 10, 12 games left or something, who do you see needing to come through for us the most outside of Zion, you know, now that well, B.I. is down for a little bit?
Trey Murphy. I think Trey Murphy, yeah. Gus, you know how high. And I mean, I think he's an all-star caliber player. He was in that slump, but he's out of it now. I think Zion is the obvious. I think Trey Murphy is the X factor for this team. And look, I talked about having been able to hit three-point shots. That is certainly in his arsenal. I know it was like we've got this, six-game run against playoff teams the next week. You got to at least split them. Yeah. You're at home.
Right. And that's what, I mean, that's my guy, too. I mean, I told this to Gus before. I kind of did a duo, Trey and Herb, and I kind of looked at it, and Trey, when he scores 15 points, we're 12-3. If he scores 20, we're 8-1. And two of those losses were like this week when he was starting for B.I. So, and then Herb, man, when he scores 15, we're 12-4. Together, if they both score 15, we're 18-5. So seeing that these guys get the ball, if they're shooting the three and that's going in, we're winning games.
I don't think I need to add it. Gus, he should be hosting our show. There's nothing more we can really add to that.
You know what?
It says itself.
Yeah, like I said, I got no problem with it. That's why I love coming here on Wednesdays and doing it. Aside from the fact you can make my neck work again. Have you ever, not been able to turn your neck at all? Do you know? You can, have,
he's a come on in.
Rib joints and all that
other
stuff.
That's why you're going to
I know
right
you had the whole.
Yeah.
That's why he's here.
That whole thing?
Well,
yeah.
Sean, Yeah. Sean, try not to hurt yourself calling a game tonight. Appreciate that.
Yes, I'm just in it for the money.
That's it.
Hopefully the Golden
Eagles
show up.
I'm a high-paid assassin. Yeah. Go to the top. We got the Warhawks and the Eagles. It's going to be fantastic television.
The Battle of Birds. Are you using that in your intro? Welcome, everybody, in a Battle of Birds. Are you?
Thanks for the spoiler.
Whose feathers will be flocked?
What about that? Definitely use it now.
Whoever loses, I will end with, they laid an egg.
Oh.
There it is. That's why he's a professional. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate the time, sir.
That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
He gets paid the big bucks. There's just no doubt. Thank you, bud. Appreciate the
Sean,
appreciate the time. There he goes. Bye. Sean Fox. Quick break. We come back. More Sports Hangovers. We're live at Upper Cervical Family Chiropractic. Dr. Josh Roulette here as well. Have you skated? Do you skate?
Skate
ice
what?
Skate.
Do I ice skate?
Yes.
You know we live in New Orleans, right?
On that note, we'll take a quick break. So the Sports Hangover and ESPN New Orleans.
Everyone, it's Gus Kattengill, and it just got easier. Lakeview Massage and Therapy, the premier orthopedic massage clinic in New Orleans, now has online booking. Simply go to lakeviewmassageandtherapy.com, click book online, and you're on your way. The drop-down menu shows you all of the specialized ways the therapist can help you. Hey, we all like getting great service and saving a little money. Save with packages and memberships, and let me help you as well. Book online, put in the word hangover, get 15% off your massage when you check out. It's lakeviewmassagetherapy.com, now with online booking, where recovery meets relaxation.
Absolute Fitness wants to welcome our community to come back and check us out. You'll discover an amazing environment and a friendly and welcoming staff at Absolute Fitness. We have a 12,000 square foot facility with all new top of the line equipment, new saunas, an amazing smoothie bar, personal trainers, and much, much more. Absolute Fitness offers many types of very competitive memberships along with a dual membership with our proud partner, CrossFit Brackish. Absolute Fitness at 17092 West Main Street, Galliano.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is now live. The official sports book of ESPN features daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN shows and personalities like me. New users get $100 in bonus bets after making any sportsbook bet. Download the ESPN Bet app to sign up today. I'll see you there. ESPN Bet. What a play.
Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Lowbridge Lake Charles. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's Ram Truck Month at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Rams, long-lasting new pickups, or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Whether you need a truck for work or home life, the Ram will do its job. Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
What would you say?
Did you?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003 on the Rudiment Can Hotline and Guest Line. Welcome in Mr. Michael Tung, part of Disney on Ice. He's going to be here over the next couple of days here over the weekend over at the Lakefront Arena. Michael, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you doing, Gus?
Doing well, man. Frozen and Encanto. When I see those two things, lots of kids screaming. My 7-year-old loves both of those movies. I just need to know the one thing that popped in my head. Do y'all fight? Do y'all do, like, draw shoulder straws, paper, scissors, rocks? Who gets to be Olaf?
Oh, no, we don't have an Olaf like that. We have just have Olaf, you know? He's hairy, he appears, and he's ready to upon a shell.
I love that here as well. When you have, like, these two parts of these two musicals, these two, really movies that came out, man, these songs are so iconic and they're so good, too, man. I got to imagine that's one of those things where it's sort of easy to get that choreography down, because in terms of everyone's going to be kind of singing and being a part of that show and giving you all that energy on the ice, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. We can't get enough of it. Thinking about stage on the ice is great.
How long does it take you guys to, I guess, sort of rehearse this and get ready for these shows?
So we have an extensive rehearsal period, but we're always constantly rehearsing, improving the show, making it look better, making it better for the audience at all times.
So not every show's the same, huh?
No. There's a live entertainment. You know, everything's different. Every show's different.
Can you tell us what character you are?
I'm an ensemble performer, so I'm there to support the cast and put on the show for everyone. But, yeah, just an ensemble performer.
Nice. How challenging is it, I guess, too, because you guys have multiple performances, especially on the weekends, multiple performances a day.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be tiring, but, you know, it's well worth it when we have a great crowd and, you know, it's what we do, it's what we love, so it's not really a challenge at all, and it's good fun.
When you look at all the different performances and, I guess, features on there, are there different moments where you kind of feel the show kind of goes up and down? Like, how do you, set this one up here? Because obviously you'll have, you know, everyone wants to sing Let It Go, and then you have Olaf come out and do stuff, and then Encanto has its own set of songs. Like, for people that are going with the next couple of days, how is the show sort of set and captivated? I've been to other ones, so...
So this one is a completely new show. So it'll be new to New Orleans, which is fantastic. So you'll be coming to a brand new show. Frozen's been updated. Encanto is obviously new. So you come into a brand new show. We've got so much stuff. We've got an aerial straps routine. Yeah, it's great. It really is.
One of the things that I always find entertaining, too, is the interactive part of it. And I guess when you have certain performances in there, how much of it is it for you guys out there on the ice to get that, feedback back and forth from the crowd?
Oh, you know, it's so good. It really, like, lightens your performance when the crowd goes crazy, you know, for whatever we're doing, for our Kristoff, for our Elsa. It really, really gets us going, you know, and it really makes us want to put on a performance.
Love that. Well, you guys are going to be pretty busy here. You're going to start tomorrow on Thursday. Got a show on Friday as well. Both of those are 7 o'clock. And then Saturday and Sunday, 11, 3, and 7, 1, and 5 o'clock as well. I guess you all going to be sleeping well on Sunday night, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
Which, how many shows have you been a part of?
You know, I've been with this show for the past 2 seasons now, so 2 years. It's been really good. If anyone wants to go see all the times and prices, just go to DisneyOnIce.com. All the information is there. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate the time, sir.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure. Michael Tung, one of the performers on Disney on Ice over the weekend. Looking fun on that.
Sounds like a good time, man. Bring the kids out
really
there.
Is.
I know I used to bring my kids to those shows
all
the time.
Yeah, for sure. Almost a lot of fun a lot of times when you go out there and just, you know, get that experience back and forth. Let's be honest.
It's about the kids smiling, laughing, and singing along.
I sing the songs, too.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure.
Well, I've heard them 752
so many times,
songs.
Yeah. Exactly. It's hard not to know every word. My kids was like, it was a Nemo thing. I must have watched Nemo about 12,000 times.
What is your? Do you have a favorite Disney movie?
Me, personally, I guess Aladdin. Aladdin, Lion King.
Good.
Yeah,
Aladdin. Robin Williams was.
Yeah, Aladdin's
silly.
Yeah.
As the genie.
I mean, that was kind of my generation. Yeah.
Mine's the Lion King.
Yeah, Lion
that
King.
That whole relationship with me and my dad. Just
yeah, sure.
Totally love it.
I mean, those.
I try to explain that to Carmen.
And
he goes, but dad, the dad dies. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, never
yeah,
mind.
But it's about the building.
Right. It's like, well, I try to explain it. I'm like, all the things that I know, my knowledge, I'm trying to pass to you. And then one day you're going to do all these things with your son and all this other stuff. And I try to explain it to him on that.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's something special. Those movies back in the day, man, the messages were very, very strong. And they had a lot of adult, actually, undertones to it.
Yeah.
And nowadays, I don't know. I think the past 5-10 years has been a little different. I don't know any of these newer ones. I think Frozen was good, and Encanto people like.
Yep.
But I don't know, those early 2000s, maybe Monsters, Inc., Toy Story.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Toy Stories are always really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously Carve loves Cars.
Cars, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, Logan loved Cars.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a good one. Good music in those too. Soundtracks are great.
Nothing wrong with
then
that.
Then we got Rascal Flatts.
Are you gonna, I was going to say, you're gonna, how's the guitar coming along?
Man, I'm trying. I got like 3 or 4 different songs I'm working on.
Really?
I'm not up to
like
your
full songs.
I'm not up
talking
to your speed.
Well, I well,
no,
my,
I mean like a lot of riffs and then trying
stuff,
to the intros. Yeah. So learn the intros, and I do have two songs where I just got all the chords down. So I'm trying to practice that.
The last two was Bruno Mars and Brick on the Wall, little Pink Floyd.
I did. I got a Pearl Jam song. I got the Beatles. I've got more.
Oh, and Interstate Love Song was one we did last weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's fun to kind of try to pick something that you listen to, but at the same time is recognizable. And I think that's kind of the hard part.
Well, you know, I got that little drum kit.
Yeah.
You do the guitar.
And you can do
that. We'll do a little performance for our wives. What about that?
We'll try it out, man. I'm not performance ready.
Do you think they would tune? Do you think you could still have their attention 30 seconds in?
I might look silly 30 seconds in.
30 seconds in. Can we go 30
seconds on two songs? I can do two intros.
That's what I'm saying. Can we get it to 30? Forget a song. Can we get 30 seconds in before we see one of our wives?
And that's all we got to do.
Pick up their phone and start scrolling.
I don't know about that.
30 seconds.
The phones are hard to beat, man.
Without taking them away. Like, you know, I think at first it may have been
30
seconds. Look how cute. Look at them playing.
If we do Let It Be by the Beatles, I got you 30 seconds.
We could do that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe Morgan Wallen. I might be able to do 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. See, you know some songs that I know, so we just got to get together.
Yeah.
Sounds like a band
we'll
practice
figure it
the
out.
Next time we do a show here.
It'll start out that way. Then we'll be
we just
got to
get Buddy
basketball.
Involved, too. Buddy does, like, the accordion and stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's interesting. I used to play the violin.
Yeah, no, Buddy
harmonica.
Does, like, guitar. He does, like, I think he's a what my music instructors called me. I'm a multi-instrumentalist.
That's what they called you?
That's what he
called
me.
That was a very nice thing for them.
Yeah,
so.
A multi-instrumentalist. In other words, I play multi-instruments.
Right. Whether they're good or not, it doesn't matter.
Again, but that's the title.
Right.
You know? I mean, so I can kind of go by multi-instrumentalist.
You're very talented, you know that.
You know? I'm just saying.
Your voice is an instrument, too.
That would be four instruments.
Right.
Voice, piano, guitar, and drums. I'm a multi-instrumentalist.
You are. I'm just good with my hands.
My wife says I'm a multi-something-elser as well. Two initials.
You're
start with a B.
I feel like this conversation is going to get us in trouble. So.
On that note, quick break. We come back. We'll take your final phone calls here as well. It is the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
You're going to find your next Toyota at Greg LeBlanc Toyota of Houma. Over 200 Toyotas to choose from.
200.
With a huge selection of Camrys and RAV4s. Low APR options available on 13 different Toyota models.
Wow.
Get a new Tundra
as low as 4.99%.
2-year free maintenance on all new Toyotas. So visit GregLeBlancToyota.com
to shop and save.
Or stop by Greg LeBlanc Toyota, 220 South Hollywood Road in Houma.
You can't miss a moment with Green.
Belichick could play in our world here in media, but I don't think he will.
I have a solution. We have a whole new frontier of media right now.
You should have a podcast
with Nick Saban. Who's not listening to the Belichick Saban podcast? It's whatever topics you want.
Do they need a host?
They need a host.
I could do that.
Of course you could do that.
This is a very good idea. Hey, Bubba, get CAA on the phone.
Saban is down.
I don't know anything to
do. Greeny, weekday mornings at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can watch and listen on the ESPN app.
Is knee pain keeping you from living your best life? Get back into the swing of things with a robotic-assisted knee replacement from Thibodeau Regional Health System. Robotic-assisted knee replacement means greater precision and a joint replacement that's customized to your anatomy. And this could mean less pain and a quicker recovery. Most importantly, it can mean improving your quality of life. Learn more at Thibodeau.com.
It's Gus Kattengill with the Sports Hangover. Join us for Thursdays with the crew of Katie's. Every Thursday, we'll be live at a member of the Katie's family of restaurants from 12 to 3. Whether it's Katie's on Iberville, Francesca's Deli on Harrison, or Bienview on Hickory. Enjoy lively sports banter with delicious eats. Join us as we talk about the latest from our local teams. You'll likely hear me argue with Scott Craig about his St. Louis Cardinals and my Chicago Cubs. Good thing he's a Brother Martin grad. Thursdays from 12 to 3 is the Sports Hangover with the crew of Katie's on ESPN New Orleans.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003 on the Rudiman Can Hotline. Cajun Goat final phone call of the day as we're here with... Oh, wow, I literally tried to look at you, Josh, in my neck. It's like somebody just pulled the muscle.
It's
going to
be a lot of work for me.
Oh, Cajun, go. I can't talk right now. That's pathetic. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, well, Gus, I want to start positive about the Pelicans. I want to take my hat off to Zion in the third quarter, being down by 20, and coach trying to pull him out of the game, and he tells him no. I'm staying in the whole quarter, and he played the full third quarter, got us back into the game. Kudos to him, man. That's a big step for Zion. Number two, I don't want to hear how Willie Green has gotten us these 40 wins and this 40 wins and this and that. Talent will get you in the NBA win. Coaching gets you over the hump. Willie did the poorest job of coaching last night, and if he keeps coaching the way he's coaching right now, with not using the fifth best center in the whole league in Jonas Valanciunas, and not knowing what his team is good at, which every time we go through Jonas, Gus, we win games. When Zion is not in the game, there's no Brandon Ingram, there is no reason your fourth best player should be sitting on a bench for a whole half. No reason whatsoever. That's a fireable offense for a coach to me. Why do we have a guy at his caliber at center sitting on a bench for two quarters at the end of the game? And you lose the game and you get out-rebounded in the game. I don't get it, Gus. This should have been a winnable game, even though I'm going to say, you know, with betting and everything else, these referees are horrible. That first half was kind of horrible.
But I didn't even got to Bill Kennedy's. How about the pause when he looked into the camera when he was saying that the call has been reversed? And then the crowd booed and he waited. And he went, mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
But I think that was the first half of the game, Gus. The second half, I got to say, well, he did a bad job with that, too, because at the end when he got the three, when they got the three to pull ahead, your boy carried the ball plain as day. I mean, when the whole arena and people that don't even know basketball knows that was a carry, how does a referee not know it? You know, that was pitiful, too.
I mean, there's no other way. I mean, you can't say you missed that. I mean, that's such a – it's either you want to call it or you don't. And, look, I will say this. There is a play, and I'm trying to think of if I could find a highlight here. It's one of Zion's drives, and he gets fouled, and it should have been an and one. And I actually think Todd says, and that should have been an and one, but he doesn't get it, and it's crazy. I mean, that would have added an extra point to it.
And the replay against Herb, where Herb turns his back and the guy jumps into him and they give him a foul. I thought you couldn't do that this year.
Yeah.
I thought you couldn't jump into the player.
Well, you know how about Chet Holmgren's
flop? You reviewed it and you still called it a foul. Huh?
Yeah, no, I know. I hear you.
So the referee was bad, but we didn't lose the game totally because of that. I think it could have been could have blown him out.
No, look, you have to execute.
We lost the game because our coach. To me, it was the coach. You cannot. No. Look, Gus, we won those games without Brandon Ingram because we were using Jonas Valanciunas. And how did the Thunder lose their last game before they played us? They have no answer for inside physical force. That's why Zion did so good when he was in the game. That's why Jonas was doing good when he was in the game. They have no physical force down there.
Somebody just texted me. They tried to go Pete Carmichael on the Thunder.
Oh, gosh.
Just when you think we're going to play down low,
we're going to do it.
Sneaky Pete.
A point guard would make a difference on this team. This team is ready now, Gus. This team is ready to make a push now. I see it. When you've got a Zion playing like he's playing and there's no answers for him, And he's playing defense the way he's playing defense. Look, the coach just does not know how to cook.
I'm with
he's
you.
In
look,
Louisiana,
again,
and he
this
does
is,
not know
the,
how to cook.
No seasoning. like I said, it's whatever the reason. You cannot go the final 326 in a guy whose last shot was two free throw attempts, which means actually called something
right,
against
exactly.
him. Can't take a shot. Like he didn't. I'm not saying he missed. He didn't take a shot. Like not a ball left his hand towards the rim.
In the past, three
in the last 3 minutes and 26 seconds.
Right.
That is unacceptable.
Unacceptable. What kind of screen was Trey Murphy trying to set? Or were they trying to get the ball to Trey Murphy? Because that's what it looked like.
Look.
All they had to do
they were
was,
saying,
was
they were saying after the game.
Zion go to the rim.
They were saying after the game they were trying to deny him. They were trying to front him and all those things. You know what I've seen several times, even with Shaq back in the day, they threw the ball in the block. They threw it back out. And then his hand went back up, and they threw it right back at it again, if not swing it. The ball was in his hands for like a tenth of a second, and he would get rid of it. He's in the right corner. Why is Zion in the right corner? Okay. Anyway. Yeah. All right, thank you.
There's no words. Goat. No words.
Appreciate the time.
You got it, bro.
Yep, I don't know if this is it.
Can you get a stop? We haven't had a lead since the early 30s. SGA, that's blocked! That's blocked, taken by Naji. You can tie it up with a two. Zion in, lays it in! Lays it in over Dort! That should have been an N1!
That's it, yeah. And you don't think that would have meant something because that made it 99-99. Zion could have gone on a free throw line, made it 100-99.
Well, so many little moments at the end of the game,
it
man.
It seems like that.
They
just
and that's kind of like, you hate to put it on the refs, obviously, but they do make bad calls, and we seem to get the shorter end of the sticks. But you start thinking about matchups, and that's what I've been thinking about, matchups for the playoffs. Who do we have to play against? Shy, and like, Herb's going to be in trouble. We're getting Dyson back, hopefully, who would be a great option there to come in for Herb if Herb does get a foul or two called on him.
Right.
You know, we don't have a matchup really for Jokic, or no one does. So I would like to not play him in the second round. But these are the things that we're thinking about. We just want to make it in 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone earlier. I mean, we're better on the road. Do we want to be 5?
I don't understand.
It's tough.
It's so weird. There's the old-time newsy update.
Hey, this is Gus Cattingale.
Buck Cattingale's got a question for you. From a very famous person in the city of New Orleans, the voice of the Tulane Green Wave would like to know, can you set his spine to where it fits properly on top of his skull?
Or spine on
the skull
top,
on top skull of it? Yeah,
that's,
you know what I mean.
That's literally what I do. This is upper cervical family chiropractic. I specialize in that joint. That is number
like,
one.
I'm legit. Like, look, when I first came here, it's a year. It's over a year.
At least, maybe two.
I would almost say two. I feel like it's two.
Two, yeah.
I had no idea what you were doing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people
I honestly don't.
I was telling someone yesterday that, you know, usually people come in, I talk about their issues, and I used to have this whole kind of spiel like what chiropractic was, and I kind of got to the point where I didn't have to do that as much. And I just had someone yesterday, a new person, and there was, what is chiropractic like?
All I know is this. Stuff can move when it doesn't, if you have, like, pinches or nerves or just, you know, posture, things of that nature.
We work on increasing the function of the body.
I look about 5'7 and a third now as opposed to 5'7.
Yeah, the idea is to not make you shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Let you stand up straight. That always helps. People are like, you made me taller.
We're going to work on that sitting thing. You keep telling me I need to sit like this, and it just that feels weird. Anyway, from Corey to anybody, I promise.
Yeah, come on in. I'll take care of you, I promise.
Matt Muscato, after further review, is next on ESPN New Orleans.